I think the first 6 months have been good. We had an excellent election in Nigeria, and that has set the tone for other elections due in West Africa this year. But also, in tackling the Boko Haram terrorist threat, we've seen that the first part of the year witnessed Nigeria taking on Boko Haram frontally, demonstrating a new resolve. We saw that indeed this fight enabled the elections to be held in all across Nigeria, including in the three states of Nigeria where Boko Haram had been very active. The elections in Nigeria were followed by equally transparent and peaceful elections in Togo and also successful legislative elections in Benin.
You mentioned the fight against Boko Haram as being successful, but they still seem to be able to act with impunity in Nigeria.
That is true. In Nigeria and also in neighboring countries, we've seen some very daring Boko Haram attacks in the Lake Chad area, in territories of Niger, and also recently also even in N'Djamena, in Chad. What is demonstrated this time is that Boko Haram have suffered significant reverses, but certainly the movement has not been totally destroyed. Its infrastructure has been degraded, but it is also showing that it still has the capacity to engage in asymmetrical warfare, suicide bombing, and the senseless killings that we have seen so far.
What role can the United Nations play in helping Nigeria and other countries to defeat Boko Haram?
The UN already is working very closely with the Lake Chad Basin Commission countries of Nigeria, Cameroon, Niger, and Chad. Several experts have been deployed to provide technical support in the deployment of such a force. The other area where I think the UN is already helping and can continue to help is in providing humanitarian support to displaced and refugees and others who have had to flee from their homes.
Another major issue facing the region is transnational crime, especially drug trafficking. Can you tell me a little bit about what's happening in that area at the moment?
It remains a threat to security in the region. It requires a regional approach because it more or less impacts or affects all the countries in the region. Although, of course, we know that certain weak states have been targeted to be the launching pad from which the drug traffickers then cross the region, try to move their illegal drugs across to other parts of the world. Therefore, the UN is working very closely with the regional organizations, in particular ECOWAS, through the West Africa Coastal Initiative, which is an initiative in which we work very closely with the UNODC, that's the UN Office for Drug Control, in building the awareness, first and foremost, in all these countries about the threat that is posed by drug trafficking and drug traffickers. Secondly, in building capacity of security agencies, police, customs, airline authorities, and others, generally beefing up also capacity to apprehend and to prosecute drug traffickers so that it will serve as a disincentive and a warning to them that the region is geared to fight against this menace to West Africa.